American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Areas throughout the southeast are recovering from the impacts of Hurricane Helene. The storm made landfall in Florida last Thursday as a Category 4 hurricane, bringing heavy storm surge and sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. And communities from Georgia to North Carolina were devastated by flooding. One resident from Asheville, North Carolina, says many areas near her have been devastated by Helene, and the state needs to make changes in how they prepare for similar weather events going forward.
We need to get some kind of radio station somewhere, maybe not where the weather is going to hit, and that everybody can tune in, because we only get some commercials, and that's not what we're waiting for. We want to know what to do.
More than 100 people across multiple states are dead, and communities are left to endure the aftermath. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says recovery will require patience.
We want people to remain calm. Help is on the way. It's just going to take some time.
Around 17,000 residents in Conyers, Georgia, southeast of Atlanta, have been urged to evacuate, and more have been required to shelter in place as a precaution due to a biolab chemical fire that broke out Sunday morning in the Atlanta suburb. Joy Dukes of Fox TV affiliate WAGA in Atlanta reports.
The smoke is still very much visible here, and we are told that it could be some days before this goes away. The EPD and EPA were both on scene here trying to kind of assess this situation. One thing that is unclear to us at this point is exactly what these chemicals that are filling the air are made of. We just aren't clear on that, and they have not shared that information.
The man charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump after positioning himself with a rifle outside one of the former president's Florida golf courses is due to appear in court today to enter a plea to five federal charges. 58-year-old Ryan Ralph is expected to plead not guilty to charges that include attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett has an idea of what the defense might do.
I actually expect the defense to ask for a psychiatric evaluation. But as unhinged and strange as Ruth may be, his actions indicate he did know right from wrong, which is the legal standard for sanity under federal law. I think the defense is going to attack specific intent, which is a necessary element of the main crime here. We know that because the defense attorney's on record as saying that her client intended to fail, and that letter you referred to, Steve, written several months ago, allegedly proves it. She says, oh, this was just a publicity stunt. I mean, that may be far-fetched, if not ludicrous, but the defense, I think, will argue that Ruth lacked specific criminal intent to kill Trump.
Schools, businesses, and even churches that are teaching or even nodding toward critical race theory are playing with a more destructive ideology than they may realize.
In 2019, the Southern Baptist Convention voted down a resolution that would have considered critical race theory a useful tool in discussions about race. In 2021, it rejected any worldview that divides people up by race, but didn't specifically mention CRT. Perhaps if they'd heard what Brian Lozinski, a Tim Walz appointment to the Minnesota Department of Education, had to say, they might have rejected it more explicitly.
We can't be like, oh, no, critical race theory is just about telling our stories and diverse. It's not about that. It's about overthrow.
Specifically, the overthrow of the U.S. government and democracy in general.
If the nation state as constructed is irreversibly racist, then it must be done with. It must be overthrown. You can't be a critical race theorist and be pro-U.S.
Terrace Todd of Project 21 says CRT is called a theory, but in many schools, businesses, government agencies, and even some churches, it's gone beyond the theory stage.
So they've literally taken a theory and now they made it practice. They made it their belief system and wrapped their whole agenda up into that to now act upon it.
Todd says not only is CRT anti-American, it's anti-Christian as well.
That's also saying that God is unable to fix it. You know, that the power of God, that him and his great wisdom is unable to fix the system as we know it.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.